Hi, I'm VOA's Christina Menenti with your worldwide news update. Israeli Foreign Minister Israel Katz on Thursday rejected ceasefire proposals with Hezbollah after the U.S. and France called for a 21-day halt in fighting. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, en route to New York for a U.N. address, instructed the army to continue fighting. Meanwhile, nearly two dozen Syrian workers in Lebanon have died in an Israeli strike. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Lebanese officials say an Israeli airstrike in Lebanon hit a building housing Syrian workers and their families, killing a few dozen people. The attack late Wednesday was one of the deadliest single strikes in an intensified air campaign against the militant Hezbollah group. Israel threatened to launch a ground invasion in Lebanon, and the increasingly heavy exchanges of fire could trigger an all-out war. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Israeli fighter jets struck infrastructure on the Lebanese-Syrian border Thursday to prevent weapons transfers from Syria to Hezbollah in Lebanon, according to Israel's military. Missiles and drones again hammered the Ukrainian power grid that has been hit repeatedly during the war that is now deep into its third year. VOA's Tommy McNeil has more.
Ukraine's emergency service said the Kyiv attack on Wednesday night injured at least two people. Authorities say a kindergarten, a gas pipe, and cars were damaged in the city. Long-range strikes have been a hallmark of Russia's military campaign in Ukraine, with civilian areas often hit. Attacks on the electricity network have knocked out around 70% of Ukraine's energy generation capacity. That's according to the United Nations. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
President Volodymyr Zelensky thanked U.S. President Joe Biden and Congress for a new military aid package worth more than $8 billion, saying Ukraine will use it in the most efficient and transparent manner. He will meet with Biden at the White House on Thursday. This is VOA News. Hurricane Helene is now a Category 2 storm as it advances across the Gulf of Mexico. Forecasters say it threatens an unsurvivable storm surge in parts of northwestern Florida, as well as damaging winds, rains, and flash floods hundreds of miles inland across much of the southeastern United States. Jack Bevin, senior hurricane specialist at the National Hurricane Center in Miami, spoke to the AP.
Up in the Tallahassee area, they are forecasting some areas that will get 15 to 20 feet of storm surge inundating above the ground level, which means that if you're standing at the coast or at some areas there, the water will be 15 to 20 feet deep in what's normally dry ground.
The governors of Florida, Georgia, North Carolina, and South Carolina have all declared emergencies in their states. Authorities say prolonged power outages, toppled trees, and dangerous flooding are possible. The United Nations rights chief sounded the alarm Thursday over intensifying fighting for control of the Sudanese city of Al-Fashir, warning of likely ethnically targeted violence if it falls to the paramilitary rapid support forces. United Nations human rights spokesperson Jeremy Lawrence.
From bitter past experience, if Al-Fashir falls, we believe there is a high risk of ethnically targeted violations and abuses, including summary executions and sexual violence by the rapid support forces and allied militia.
The RSF launched an offensive last weekend in Al-Fashir, a city of some 2 million people, after a months-long siege. On Thursday, thousands attended a memorial service for 21 children who died in a boarding school fire in central Kenya earlier this month. Education Cabinet Secretary Julius Migos Ogamba commented on the country's sad history with school fires.
There is a safety manual that has all the provisions and regulations that they are supposed to comply with, but sometimes some institutions do not comply with them, and that sometimes leads to problems.
It is not yet known what caused the fire at Hillside Endarasha Academy. South Korean lawmakers passed a bill Thursday criminalizing the possession of viewing of sexually explicit deepfakes, with penalties including prison and fines. The move follows public outcry over illegal deepfakes shared in Telegram chats. Offenders could face up to 3 years in jail or a fine of the equivalent of $22,000. Once enacted, the maximum sentence will increase to 7 years, regardless of intent. The bill now awaits President Yoon Suk-yeol's approval. A Hong Kong court on Thursday night sentenced a former editor to jail for 21 months and immediately released another after they had earlier been found guilty of conspiring to publish seditious articles in a ruling that has prompted an international outcry. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm Christina Menenti, VOA News.